You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Entering the summer season, adoption rates at shelters increase as people adopt for Christmas presents or for their next companion. However, as it is a long-term commitment, there are multiple factors to consider when adopting a new pet. SPCA Scientific Officer Dr. Alison Vaughan spoke with Charlie about how to adopt your summer pets responsibly and what to consider in order to achieve a successful adoption. Charlie started off by asking what the main factors are to be taken into consideration to achieve a successful adoption.
Well, one of the main factors is to think about your lifestyle. So like so many things in life, it can be really easy to be swayed by looks. And we do see that sometimes where there can end up being a bit of a mismatch. So consider your lifestyle. Are you a really active person? By which I mean, are you out there every weekend hitting the trails? Then you might be suited to an active, type of dog or cat. If you are more of a strolls around the park sort of person, then you might be suited towards an animal with lower energy requirements. And making sure that you find the right match. Also in terms of if you like an animal that's more independent, or if you want an animal that's a big sook and I'm looking for attention all the time, it's just really important to make sure that you get a good personality match and that they fit right into your family.
Do shelters and SPCA have a system where they can help match people with their pets?
Yeah, so most reputable animal rescues will provide a bit of information about the animal's personality. But what we also do is we have adoptions by appointment. So you book in a time and then a member of staff can come around with you and talk a bit about your lifestyle, what you're looking for. And then when you have found an animal that catches your eye, they can help talk through, you know, where that animal's a good fit for you.
So just coming up to summer, obviously, there's probably a bit of an increase in younger animals that are seen in shelters. What should people take into consideration when getting a very young animal?
Yeah, well, like young people, they need a lot of input. So some of them will still be learning their toilet training and their basic manners. And that can be pretty exhausting, a bit like having a human child around. They are all go. Bearing that in mind, and for some people it can be a better fit to look at an older animal, so they're a bit more established in who they are, and we know a bit more about, you know, their size, their activity levels, and that can often be a better fit for people as well. And this time of year though, we have lots of kittens that are coming up for adoption soon, and so we do recommend with kittens, because they're so high energy. And it can be quite challenging to keep them entertained all the time, that they're often quite good in pairs.
So budgeting wise as well, what should people take into consideration?
Yeah, so look, it's always important to consider, like, animals are expensive. You know, you have to think about their feed costs. You have to think about the veterinary costs and just basic care. Even if something doesn't go wrong, you know, can stack up. We do also encourage people to look at taking out pet insurance, because this means if something does happen that you can make decisions based on the animal's quality of life rather than being restricted by finances. Because it can be really easy for something like that to happen, and even the most loving and doting pet owner to be in this really difficult situation. So that's why, in addition to all the regular day-to-day costs, we just need to be conscious that surprise bills can occur.
And for certain animals, there's a bit more cost with training classes. Are there places that you would recommend?
Yeah, look, nowadays there's so much great information. So we do encourage people to look for force-free trainers. And for example, CANS, Companions Animal New Zealand, now have an accreditation. Also, it's important to bear in mind that just because there isn't something necessarily in your area, a lot of really good, reputable force-free trainers are now going online. So you can have online consults. And also just to bear in mind that this isn't just for dogs. We do run into people who have some problem behaviors they're working on with their cat, and there is help out there, so you don't need to struggle alone if you're dealing with some of these issues.
Just because you've mentioned that some of them are online, so are these quite accessible even during lockdowns and things like that?
Yeah, and I think lockdowns may have been part of what's driven the rise. There were always trainers and behaviorists who offered online support, but we have seen more going online now, and that's not only helpful in these sort of difficult circumstances, but also, you know, I myself used to live quite rurally, and it could be hard to find services in outside of cities. So it's really broadened the range of options for pet owners.
For pet owners who may adopt an animal and then they're struggling a little, what would you say to them to keep going and pursue that with the animal?
Yeah, so look, if you're running into problems, there is always help out there. So don't be afraid to reach out for help. You can talk to your vet for recommendations. You can reach out to SPCA, especially if you've adopted an animal from SPCA, reach out and we'll be there to help you navigate. Often that's first initial settling in times, the first 3 months or so is when you're really settling into your routines, getting to know each other. And often little niggles can occur then after you normally get a bit of a honeymoon period, and then it may start testing what the boundaries are in their new home. So do reach out for help and help you get through those niggles.
Could you also speak a little just on fostering animals?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked about fostering. So if you're not sure you're ready to dip your toe into full-time commitment of taking on a pet for life, SPCA and other rescues are right now really inundated with animals, particularly kittens. And so we're really keen to have people foster and join our wonderful fostering community. And not only does this mean you get to help at rescues, but also it allows an opportunity for you to see, is this the good fit for me? Can I commit to this long term? So it's benefit for the rescues, benefit for the animals, and a benefit for yourself and just figuring out if you're ready for that bigger commitment.
And are there any sort of personal expenses that come with fostering?
So when you foster an animal from SPCA, we pay for the food, for the vet care. So it's sort of risk-free, and you can have all the benefits of having a companion animal in your home without the costs. And we do particularly this time of year look for additional foster carers, because a lot of people, especially this year, we've all been desperately waiting for a chance to get away. And we do see a drop off in the number of foster carers, which can be challenging because this is one of our highest in terms of animal populations, our highest capacity across the year. So if you're ever thinking about it and you're not going away over Christmas and you're not going to be crazy busy with people coming over, this can be a really great time to either foster an animal, or if you are going to be home and it is going to be fairly quiet at your home, having time off can be really good for settling a new animal into your schedule.
And with Christmas coming up, what do you have to say to people who might be thinking about getting pets for presents?
So we do get inquiries every year about people asking about getting pets as presents. And we know this is quite a controversial subject, but as many things in life, this isn't black and white. So if you are looking to an animal into your family, it'd be really good if you had some time scheduled where you can help them to do that. And for a lot of people, this is the time of year when they are more likely to have time off. So if you are planning on staying at home, and if you're not going to have lots of people over, this can actually sometimes be a good time to welcome a new family member into your home. But if you are ever looking at getting a pet as a gift for someone, you need to be really sure that that person has shown a sustained interest in having an animal, and also that they are set up to meet their physical health and behavioral needs, because this is a lifelong commitment. So not black and white, but do make sure that this person is really mad keen on getting an animal. If you're looking at getting a present for your kids, be aware that you may well have to take on the responsibility of that animal, and that should be something you're really excited about before you consider looking at getting them as a gift for your children.
That was SPCA Scientific Officer Dr. Alison Vaughan talking with Charlie about responsible pet adoption.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.